You might use this just whenever maybe you've taken it out of the water and you're putting it back in again. But when you just put it in the water, you do something to a boat. Can you think of a word that you might use?
No.
What kinds of boats do you think of? Just offhand.
Well, the most common is motor boats.
That's true. What about boats that you would propel by hand or by using your own?
Row boats. Canoes. Houseboats. And the kind I rode on in World War II were Liberty ships.
Were Liberty ships?
They were the mass-produced cargo ships from World War II.
Really?
Yes, and I went overseas in one, came back in one. I came back on the USS Zane Grey.
I didn't know there was a USS Zane Grey.
We weighed in at the port of Pisa, Italy, for 30 days after the war ended to get on a boat. They were all gone. There were just not any returning. So it took us 30 days. We waited 30 days. Done been overseas over 2 years. Just dying to get home. So finally one day one came in port. And the colonel in charge of all of us there, this depot, got up, made a speech. Says the USS Zane Grey is arriving in port right now. Says some of you will get to get on and go home. Well, he says, there's one catch, though. He says, we can only take 107, because it's going to stop in Africa and pick up a load of ore and take back to New York. So, I happen to be one of the 107.
You have to kill someone to get this place in life. If someone asked you if you were going to go downtown today, you might say, yes, I'm
going downtown.
Right. And if you wanted to say that you were taking your wife with you, you'd say, we
are going downtown.
If your mother, when you were growing up, was dishing up, say, fried chicken, and you were looking at how many pieces of chicken there were on the plate, and you were kind of counting all those 13 children, and maybe there were only, say, 10 pieces of chicken on the plate, you might have a pretty big question in your mind. And you might ask her something about this, about how much there was. And you might ask her if you were going to be among those that were going to have some. So how would you ask her this?
Will there be a piece for me, Mama?
if you were wondering about maybe some of your other brothers and sisters, too, you might say, well, how would you ask her about them, too, without saying, is there going to be a piece for you or for them? You might say...
I'd say, is there going to be a piece for everybody?
Suppose you were really concerned about yourself. How would you ask her if you were going to get some?
Are you sure I'll get a piece, Mama?
Okay.
Actually, there were a few of the members of the family married when I came along.
Oh, there were? So you didn't have to worry about that.
I did, too, when the preachers came.
Oh?
When the preachers came to eat, I had to worry.
Oh, you did? Really?
Oh, what a time we had. The preachers and the guests got to eat first. Big table, you know, got to eat first. And they'd eat up nearly everything. That is, the chicken and the good things. And the kids be wondering and waiting and wondering if there's going to be any chicken for us. And on top of that, the preachers would sit and talk an hour or more after they got through eating at the table while we were waiting all of that time.
Oh, you all didn't sit at the table then with the preacher and the adult?
No, there wouldn't be enough room because it'd be the preachers, it'd be about two or three preachers and their wives.
Oh, more than one preacher.
Yeah. And my mother would have a gang at one time.
Oh. She always had a gang at one time.